flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Is this Saturday? It's Saturday, right?
Think so.
And we're back.
How about that?
And we didn't lose a bet. No, we are here. Sam and Greg back. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody out in Milton.
Okay, now.
Milton.
All the way up 400.
Yeah. Yeah,
way
yeah,
up
yeah.
There.
We should have, and we'll it's do
the,
it actually.
The state champions.
Well, congratulations.
Right, number,
to
them. No.
At which sport?
Football.
Okay.
Number two in the whole country.
The whole country?
Number two.
Who was number? Where was number one?
Well, number in California.
Oh, really?
But they tried to get a game between them and they said, we can't do that.
That says something to me.
What's that? What?
The fact that it was California, because normally when we talk about high school powers, it's usually, you know, us, Texas, or Florida.
No, California. Yeah, Mater Dei and those schools out there, yeah. They're at the top of the heap, right?
So traditionally, Georgia. If I listened to you,
we're in the top four. It's California, Texas, Florida, and us.
Okay, I thought we were like three.
Yeah, we are.
We're okay,
three. But California. When it comes to the teams, they got more of them kind of teams out there.
So where's Florida ranked now?
Florida's there. They right along.
Did they kind of fall off a little bit?
Maybe some. Okay. But, I mean, they're still loaded with talent. And then Texas is they got their own.
the money trickles down from the pros all the way down to high school.
They got 30,000-seat high school stadiums out there. So what you
Oh, mean? They all look like McEachern.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 9.
Yeah.
We are back.
Oh.
This is what we do every year. We kind of step to the side and let football have its day, even though there's a few more games left.
There's a little more happening. We're still kicking a little bit here.
But we are happy to be back on our Saturdays, so we'll be with you today. Now, tomorrow is going to be interesting. We only got like a 2.5-hour show because we're only till 9.
Right,
but then we have another show getting you ready for, you know, the NFL conference matchup.
It's championship weekend, man.
Yeah, man. And
we got a surprise that made it. Boy, that crew out of Washington was not what we were expecting, but they're here. So what you going to do?
I got no problem with that. Listen, we got a Noel's World coming up I got to remember, it didn't start at 6, at 8:40. And I just, as you said that, I remember her thoughts on Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if she got something to say about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she's going to talk about. Could be the Hawks. Could be that game we watched yesterday, South Carolina and LSU. Don Staley got the win.
Yep. Yep. Everybody was always a lot of anticipation when those two teams get together.
Kim Mulkey went to the back of the closet for that outfit. Right?
She got to bring them out, though, man.
She gave it out. She brought them out for the big games, right?
Yeah, she's tuning up for the tournament.
So I don't know if she's going to talk about that. You know, I just don't know.
Yeah.
And then we, I'll make that a part of our story of the week. But again, before we get into it, how was your week?
Man, well, you know how part of it was, how it started.
Yes, I do. And we'll talk about that. I were down at the World Congress Center for the national championship game.
Cold.
And I saw.
But it warmed up toward the end because certain vision in red.
Okay, I'm trying to figure which. Because I was thinking of somebody who was actually wearing red, but I'm not
That's
sure.
That's what I'm saying. There was a certain vision in red before we got ready to leave.
Oh, you talking about Molly?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to bring that up because I was watching Molly Quinn of First Take. I won't say it's exercising, but she was doing some social media modeling.
Yeah. And they posted some of those pictures.
And it was kind of funny watching her do that where we were at. And I didn't want to feel like that dude that they send the police after standing there taking pictures of her. So I just like looked at her and said, oh, okay, well, worst thing. But the nice thing about it was she didn't do it in front of a bunch of people.
No.
She went to the way end of the other side with somebody and they snapped some pictures. So she's not all like that.
It's just the fact that as we were finishing up, they started first take. And it was live right in front of us.
I will tell you something that happened to me for the first time that I have heard people talk about since he's been visible. I had never seen up close Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Damn. He's a big boy.
Well, yeah.
That's a big. I mean, you've heard it. You see him on TV. Yeah. You know he's 6'5 or whatever. But just the girth of him and thinking that he was a quarterback. See, I'm looking at him first. I go, okay, that's a football player. I get that. Tight end? Yeah. You know, linebacker? Yeah. But quarterback? Thinking the guys having to have to tackle him?
Yeah.
And I get it now.
Yeah.
Man. So anyway, that was just something. That was my takeaway. I hadn't seen Stephen A. Smith before.
You talking about that? But you're talking,
Shannon Sharp.
You ain't talking about my man's hat.
Well, see, you can't say nothing about him because he's carved that niche out for himself.
Right.
He's going to be stylish in his own way. And so whatever he comes out,
You know what? He's kind of always been that, though. He makes a little fashion statement. It's morphed and changed into what it is now, but it always was. I mean, there was a line of clothing that he got when he first went up with the Panthers.
I believe it.
There was a line
Absolutely.
Of clothing that was done. Well, I know because they did an opening with him up here at Phipps. I remember going doing a story, and they had a line of people for his brand of clothing that was. So, I mean, he's been a fashion plate in one way or another for a while.
The one hat thing I don't get, though, he got a hat where it looks like, and it's a nice leather, what looks like a cigarette case.
Yeah,
but it's on the back of his hat. I was like, "What you carrying that for?" I know you're not smoking. It was just straight. That was the one I couldn't wrap my mind around. And I'm saying that on the heels of also as he walks in with Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
"Who's got his own stuff going on?"
Exactly. And I see him all the time anyway because he's over there at Off the Hook. Oh, we get to give shout outs to KB and them.
Yeah,
on Saturday mornings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We got here for Maurice.
It's 7 o'clock. They open the door.
Okay.
They're open over there.
Shout out, Carl. Maurice, Jay, and all of them.
But he made it back because, boy, he was down. And
he got sparks coming off his heels.
But he was down in Mississippi, and the snow came in. And he said he had never seen snow like that in his part, you know, Moss Point, which is down toward the Gulf.
Right.
And so that area got blanketed pretty well.
Let's do this right now. Okay. Noel, if you have the intro, please, if you could.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Again, thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We're back. For those of you who don't know, this is what Sam and I do. We're gone all week long. We get in here, and we like to tell you the thing that stayed with us, you know, and it could be anything, as the intro just said. You want to go first there, Mr. Crenshaw?
I think probably both of us, it was the weather.
Right.
It was the weather and the fact that, thankfully, I was able to kind of stay in place because there were people slipping and sliding all over the place at this time.
Okay. We're on the same page, but mine's a little different. It's, well, two things. One is, because you were talking about Carl being in Mississippi, and that whole Gulf region got what it got, and there was ice. And I was jealous of something I saw in New Orleans. The last time we focused on New Orleans, it made us frown, right? And, and I don't have to rehash that. But this vision, they had a dude who did something that I wanted to do here in Atlanta, which I saw somebody do between 10th Street, right there where Intermezzo is, and it curves around there by the sweet factory or sugar factory and all that. We had ice here. Remember that? And a dude was skating, and he had a stick out. He was playing hockey, like, to himself. And he was because, you know, I skate, right?
Yeah, you grew up with it,
right? And I had my skates, and I was like, I was so jealous. A dude was doing that on Berman Street. This past week.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. Of all the things that I'd want to do on Bourbon Street or people would want to do, that would be the last thing you think you'd have the opportunity to do. But that would have been the coolest thing in the world to me, to be skating down Bourbon Street. Have somebody take a picture of that and know it's not CGI.
Right. You know what I mean? That's the thing. And just Louisiana period. You know, our own Bo Johnson, asked him, I said, Bo, when was the last time you guys seen snow like this down home? He couldn't remember it. You know, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, Lafayette. Lafayette got about eight. Lafayette, them Raging Cajuns got about 8 inches of snow on them down there, man.
Yeah.
Just whole little different. And then on down through the Panhandle, on in Tallahassee. My niece was out of classes for several days in Tallahassee. And, boy, I saw somebody pitch some beautiful overhead aerial shots, I guess drone shots, of Charleston.
I would imagine.
Charleston with a blanket of snow.
Yeah, those areas that never get snow and being seen like that, that was probably just amazing. Yep. You reminded me of something else, though, too. But I'll tell you the other part of my story of the week was, and I want to include all of my brethren out in West Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
I got not one speck of snow.
Not a flake.
We got killed in the last one, but because we always get it first, right? I'm always calling Sam. All right, it's on its way. I'm getting it out here. None of that. So we kept waiting for it and waiting for it. And Powder Springs,
was like
right
there. The diagonal line. And if you were in a certain area of the metro area, you saw like nothing.
We got nothing. We got cold. We got the weather. We got the temperature. Jessie was in and out in like 45 seconds doing a business because she wasn't staying out there. It was too cold. Right? She'd go out there, do her thing, flush the toilet, come back inside. But we got really nothing.
They got snow all the way down to Augusta. They got the snow this time.
Those of you that had to deal with that,
And I hope everybody's ice is melted, because that's the thing. There's some areas where the ice would, the sun would come out, melt things, and they would freeze up overnight. I mean, I don't think our temperatures were that cold this past, overnight tonight. And hopefully today the temperatures are going to be mild and get up in all of it. If you have anything left, we get it out.
So again, and I feel bad that I didn't start off the show with this, but first responders all this week were working like they were the last few weeks when bad weather came to town. So they were at it again this week. So again, acknowledgement to you, everybody.
Hope everybody's car is okay. There are a lot of people who were stranded, left cars on the side of the road.
Finding out what happens when your car gets towed in a situation like that. Now, these rules might be examined as the next election comes around, because we didn't need to vote on this. You can't make somebody pay this if it's a situation like that, and people are feeling like this was something that was, they wanted to call their local congressperson to find out, or alderman or whoever you call, something like that. They tried to charge me all this money. So, because the thing is, the emergency vehicles have to get through. So they push your stuff to the side.
Right.
But then
right.
They don't want you out there driving, though. So it's a catch-22.
No.
Right?
No.
I don't know. What are you going to do?
If you don't have to, that's the thing. That's why we call them essential workers.
But the thing, but some folks were coming home from work. They were on their way home, and they ran into this stuff. And some of these streets off the busy pathways, you don't know if they're paved or not until you get there.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know if a power line or a tree came down till you get there. Then you came back up, so we're feeling for you. So we wanted to acknowledge that this morning. All right, Mr. Crenshaw, we are back on a Saturday. We're going to come right back here in a little while, talk not only some Hawks and some NBA. Aussie Open, the women's side is complete.
We got some good news down under. We got an American. That is a winner.
We got a member of the Braves who got themselves a World Series ring. Mm-hmm. Will be joining us.
Yep.
Marquise Grissom coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Brandon Hutchinson, friend of the show. It is an open house going on at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and we're going to talk about that with Brandon in the 9 o'clock hour. And are you ready? Atlanta United gearing up.
Yep.
This upcoming season.
3 o'clock today.
Yeah, buddy. So when we talk Atlanta United, obviously we talk to Jason Longshore, and he will be joining us coming up at 10:20. We're just getting started. We thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We'll be back tomorrow, too. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg back on Saturday mornings. Hang on.
Please, my not, but you got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Everybody singing up in here.
Welcome back.
We got our Saturdays back. And want to thank everybody that kept up, you know, stayed with us while we were just on Sundays. And yeah, I was thinking about this show the other day. You know, well, I don't know if you were a fan of this show or the reruns, obviously.
Absolutely love the show.
This was one of those shows, though, that didn't have a good shelf life. It just didn't travel well. Afterwards. Yeah. You know, the reruns of it and all
there's
of that.
Certain shows that are really just beloved, and you can always find them popping up or something. Yeah. But this one, not so much.
And that's the thing about high school shows. They got a shelf life because them kids get older. The actors. And it's just not the same.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because you can't portray a high school student for 7 years.
No, that's why later on they decided to do this thing where they call a time jump, and you just jump. They skip college and everything, just bring everybody back to their home.
Now, which show did they?
One Tree Hill was like the first that started it, and then it became a thing.
McKinley watched that show. Yeah. I didn't watch that show, but I know of it.
Yeah.
But
a North Carolina staple. You know, they filmed that in Jordan's hometown gym.
Really?
Wilmington, North Carolina, yeah.
Okay. No, that I didn't know, but welcome back, Cotter, and it's funny, too. We asked this question during the holidays, if there were Gen Zers or whatever the one is below that, next to that, did they know the significance or understand what Travolta was doing with the Saturday Night Live connection?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's like the thinking when it comes to stars or athletes even, there's only goes so far. You got to remind. It was a thing where you had to remind who played Madden that John Madden was actually a coach.
Yeah, or like kids that Ice Cube was a gangster rapper.
There you go, right? And they just, you know,
like a whole different life.
So the fact that Travolta started on that show, but it was also competition that was going on during that time. Do you remember who the competition with John Travolta was then? It was who was cool. It was like a whole TV thing, but he was always put up against Fonzie.
Oh, that sounds insane.
You know what I mean? Because those two shows were popping
Kim
at the same time.
And Henry Winkler.
Who was cooler? Who was cooler?
Right.
You know, all that sort of thing.
Exactly.
They made a thing about that Barbarino or Fonzie. And then John just went away until Quentin Tarantino resurrected his career. Yeah, that. You want some insignificant information? The dude at the other high school that they always kind of beefed with. All right, on that remember the show, they had another high school. They had four dudes that were always kind of going up against the Sweat Hogs. I remember this from reruns. I don't know why. But the guy who was like the leader or the main dude in that other school was a guy named Charles. I forgot his last name. Anyway, he was the voice of Roger Rabbit.
Huh.
Whoa.
I'm full of insignificant information. Yeah, he was at it. He's the voice of Roger Rabbit.
Hey, you ever shout out to somebody?
Wait, show, man. You can do what you want to do.
Just text.
You want to do a song? You can do that.
No.
Okay. You could if you wanted to.
Matt, he keeps a lot of stuff out in Carroll County with Carrollton.
Yeah.
Said he was listening. He says, welcome back.
See? There you go.
And he's headed up to the GHSA State Girls Dual Wrestling Meets that are going on this morning. So shout out to Miss Happen up in Lumpkin County. Safe driving up there.
That's the other thing. Now that we're back on Saturdays, we want to hear from people. Where are you going with what event are you going to watch? What are you doing on your Saturday?
Oh my goodness.
So who's what sport is or you're playing? Where are you going to?
That's the thing. You know, this is the time of your people out and doing some things, and now we're thawing out.
Right.
People moving around.
Well, even with that, it don't really matter. I'm 404-726-0929.
You know what else?
Let you know.
You know what? They canceled something today that was supposed to go on today. It was supposed to have the bass fishing first qualifier. This is when they come to the high school bass fishing. This is bass
fishing. You're talking about not the major one where they televise on ESPN. Is
high school
level? High school
level.
Okay.
We had this for a few years.
I know that. I didn't know which one you were talking to because I don't know when the other ones
happen. You think it's a little chilly, but this is the season. This is the time of year for bass fishing season for high school. We ought to call Greg Street.
Well.
Because he knows.
All right.
People would notice about Greg, but Greg is a fishing dude.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
What happens when Mother Nature kicks in and lakes are frozen and this sort of thing happens? And I don't know, are bass able to?
They down up under a little deeper. I don't know.
I know the alligators can live in frozen waters. Yeah. I know that because they stick their nose up through there and they can breathe. And they have this body thing because they're basically dinosaurs anyway,
right.
So they figure out how to do stuff.
They're made out of something different.
Well, I'm curious about that. In January, what happens? There's got to be some locations where, lakes freeze.
Well, this was supposed to be at Lake Seminole, it's not happening.
Okay. I'm sure somebody would tell us. Again, 404-726-0929 for whatever you got going on. This is what we do on Saturdays. We'll let you know what's going on. We're going to hear Terrell's going to join us in the next segment. And he says, hey, man, appreciate you getting me on now because Mello has got an event coming up. He got a game coming up at like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Whoa.
So that dude is growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about Selah all the time. And you're gonna meet the Thomas family, too. For those of you on Saturdays who don't know nothing about them. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hang on a second. Weren't we supposed to have Terrell now? See, we think we start at 6 o'clock. I think we're supposed to have Terrell at 7:20.
Yep.
He's going to be mad. All right, let's do him at 7. Well, Terrell, I know you're listening. We'll call you up for the next segment.
We're doing this at 40.
We should have had him a meeting before this. And we got back. We're so excited to be back on Saturdays. We're up here. Sharon Danish.
But then we started in 6.
Exactly.
So that's the thing.
We're all discombobulated.
That's all right. That's okay.
All right. Since we put Terrell down, let's spend a minute talking about what you were going to be talking about next segment, and that was Madison Keys.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Tremendous victory for her. The 19 seed, I mean, and she's been, on tour for a number of years and been knocking at the door. And some people wonder why she hadn't had a breakthrough and won a major event before. Maybe it just wasn't time, but the time has come today, and she gets the win today at the Australian Open. Big win. I mean, of course, you and Karen Pestana will join us tomorrow morning to do a deeper dive into it. But it's fantastic. She beats Sabalenka, the number one seed, scores with 3-6, 6-2, 6-3, 2-6, 7-5. And so she wins it in three sets, her first major win. And she's been out there for two. I think back in the offseason, she got married. I mean, so a lot of things happening with her life-wise. And, it's all coming together.
She's been out there for a minute.
She has. And it's great to see her breakthrough and get the win. And it's fantastic to have an American win down at the Australian Open. And so
is her career, as you have looked at it and see it moving forward, a person who you explore these?
I think people had expected her to break through at some, and she was knocking at the door a little more several years back. You know, she was getting the quarterfinals, maybe the semis in some tournaments, and you know.
But then she played during the time of Serena.
Well, there were some of that, some part of it, but she was supposed to be that next wave. She and Sloane Stephens mm-hmm. was supposed to be that next wave, and now Coco Gauff looks like she's ascended to that area, kind of like leapfrogged them, if you will. But the fact that Madison went out there and held it together, she's always had the game for this surface.
Right.
You know, for here and the U.S. Open, the hard courts, is what she does so, so well. And so looking forward to it. She does come to our region of the country. They play the big tournament out in Charleston before they go over to play the European part of the tour. And she usually plays that event. So, I mean, that'll be a chance to go and see her play, you know, not too distant, since we don't have our tournament here in Atlantic mm-hmm. Station anymore. Of course, she came to play the exhibition here before with that. But great to see her win there. And then, of course, we got the men's final coming up. The top two seeds are there. Ben Shelton goes out, and you know, Sinner will be there against Zverev, who only played one set against Djokovic before he hopped on his. Well, hey, see.
Gone. Quit. Like a quitter.
With an injury, man.
He shouldn't have went out there then. You put the uniform on, we expect you to play.
Well, he had an injury.
Right?
He had an injury.
He shouldn't have laced him up. Punk.
Why, man? Why are you going to do that to
Because he then he made everybody mad while he was over there. I'm just, you know how I feel about him.
You have to do that.
He hits out of like those people that just don't like the Yankees or like the Celtics. And by the way, they're struggling too.
What's this?
Them Celtics. We'll get into basketball too in a little bit.
We will.
But here's what. Getting back to the women's side, I wanted to ask you, Ash Barty, did she come back? She retired, right?
Yeah.
She left at number one in the world. My question is, as you talk about Madison Keys, and playing during the time of Serena, like you know those athletes who played during the time of Jordan, just no matter how good you got to run up at this person, run into this person. Is or was Ash Barty another one of those women who kept Madison Keys from ascending? Because she was a few years ago, and for those 4 or 5 years prior to that, while Serena was still playing, kind of the mm-hmm. tail end of Serena, Ash Barty was the woman, correct?
Right.
And so I'm saying to you, I'm just trying to understand this, why Madison Keys or how Madison Keys was kept from the top. Now, Sloane Stephens, I remember a couple big wins, but she didn't also...
Well, this is what
yeah,
you follow
her flag,
what
you
follow up though. I mean, Sloane had a big win at the U.S. Open.
Right.
You
right.
Know, you know, and so that was.
I remember her getting that check. We watched
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And so and some people say, well, Sloane made her money. She, you know what I mean? And she's got her endorsements.
Okay.
You know, she married a soccer player. You know, so I mean, she's
her priorities are different.
Well, I'll say her priorities are different, but I mean, she'll go out there and if things are falling her way, she'll still beat you. Mm-hmm. But if not. Jack's still clearing the
bag. She's still good.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's the thing
but
about
that. That's not it. Good, though.
Why is it not good?
I mean, it's okay for her, but, you know, it's the drive, it's the hunger that makes you want to be.
Well, yeah, but you got to have a certain amount of hunger just to be out there and be among the top 20, top 30
But you can
folks.
Also have a skill you know level I mean? That can keep you there. If you are in the top 10 and you have this life-changing event and a child and get married and so on and so forth, and you come back and you kind of play. I realize you got to still win from time to time. I wish them folks had closed them blinds over
well,
there.
You have to win. You don't have to win time for time.
You just have to be up in the quarterfinals or the semifinals.
You got to consistently do that.
Yes.
The points are something that's rewarded for your consistency. You know, you can't go to a tournament. You can't go to Wimbledon and get to the finals this year and then go out in the first round next year. All those points you don't defend, all of a sudden you're going to drop out of the top 100.
So my point is she can still maintain a private jet living being in the top 15.
Oh, no problem. Man, without a doubt.
And so with that, the hunger may not be there. It's like a lot of pro golfers too, especially since Tiger got there. You know, the money for the top 100 I don't say 100, but it definitely the top, what, would you say 50? 25, 50,
what?
Have enough to continue that private jet world and lifestyle.
Man, probably more.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't know where the number is.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's because of, you know, the money the Tigers brought in.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with tennis players. Well, we wish her well, and glad to see Madison Keys get this. And
we got one of our home folks who's going to be played, Taylor Townsend, who lives here in Atlanta. with Katerina Siniakova. They're the number one seeded women's doubles team. Late tonight, around 11 o'clock our time, they will play for the women's doubles championship. So we could have somebody from here in town getting some hardware. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right, Terrell, we're sorry about that, man. We're going to bring you on here next. So you make yourself another cup of coffee, and Noel's going to ring you up here. We're going to talk basketball. Talk about this Hawks team. And
we got an injury right now.
Yes, that. And,
ouch.
And give your thoughts on the starters for the All-Star game. And just how you feel about all that. And then we're going to talk to this Philly dude, too, about what might happen to him and his football team going up against them, that rookie quarterback in Washington. But he was just up there with the kids. Sam and Greg, going to talk to Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg back on our Saturday mornings, January the 25th. Man, this month is just flying by here.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, we got an update from Carl.
Okay.
KB over at Off the Hook.
Yeah.
He says, y'all made it all the way to Alabama this morning. He's driving, going someplace. I don't know. But
yeah.
Because he said he's coming back home. But y'all made it all the way to Alabama.
We go over the line.
Well, yeah, I know.
You can hear us over the.
You got one of them old something kind of cars. So we welcome our guest on here, first of all, apologies again, Terrell. We started. It's like we didn't set our clocks back. And we thought we were starting at 6, and 7 o'clock we came on here. And we only had one segment we had to bring you on here, but forgot about that. So, yeah, apologies.
We used to being on for an hour in the dark. We got sun up
That's what
here.
I'm saying. That's why I turned the light
it's
out
strange,
out there.
Strange, man. We used to be in the dark around here.
So as I reached out, Sam, to Terrell this week and confirmed that he's going to be with us, he enjoyed the time that we were getting on here early. Because sometimes we like to let him sleep in.
Yeah.
But he got a tournament.
Uh-oh.
Melo's got some kind of tournament going on here, He also wanted to mention he just got back from Philly.
Really now?
Took the kids up to Philly for the Eagles pep rally. So you're indoctrinating these kids early, huh?
Yeah, really.
You live here in Atlanta. You got no love for the Falcons. Sayla's going to come in here, and she's going to be reporting. She's not going to have any objectivity because you're jamming them Eagles and the Sixers and the Phillies all down her throat. That's what you're doing, right, as a proud papa?
We have a little bit of love for the Falcons. Of course, you know, we have a lot of love for the Hawks. A little bit of love for the Falcons, but that's pretty much where the buck stops.
What's up with Melo? What's that? Now, if you listen to Sam and I, we've had Sayla on a number of times. She's an aspiring media member. We'll just put it that way. We won't limit her to reporting or analysts or whatever she's going to be. She's going to be part of the media, we figure, following Daddy's footsteps. But then that dude who's trouble right behind her is Melo. Right, and he got a game, and what's going on with him?
Yeah, well, we are in the process of getting ready now. His school, last year he was 6U, and he was able to win a championship at the East Point HBCU League. This year we're 8U. We have a game at about 9:15 this morning, so
okay.
getting those young guys ready. We play their school is Imhotep Academy off of Fairburn Road, and we play the Main Street Academy, so early in the season. This is our fourth game. We're looking to get to 500. We're 1-2 right now. So these guys got to get a victory so we can get back to 500 and look to just keep progressing this season.
What position is Melo again?
Point guard.
He's a point guard. He's running things.
All right.
And Daddy's the coach.
He's running things now.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, been a few weeks since we talked to you. Let's get back to basketball and what's going on with these Hawks and where they sit right now, not just in the standings, but dealing with a little bit of injury. Talk to the fan base right now. Your thoughts on this team, where they sit?
Yeah, it seems like it's only been maybe about a week or two that we were talking where we haven't been talking about injuries because they're right back, you know, in that process of having injuries. As you mentioned, Jalen Johnson's been out recently. Of course, we've known already about Kobe Bufkin being out. So the lineup has been pretty funny. But the Hawks are sitting at 500 right now. So I think that is a good thing for how they've stood as far as the injury bug is concerned. They have a busy week coming up this week where they'll be able to gain some ground and gain some momentum. So I'm looking forward to see how they turn things around. But, yeah, the injury bug has been affecting us more notably with Jalen Johnson, and I think that's kind of been affecting how things have been going in the last few games.
Spend the time on the WadeFort.com outline. Always great to catch up with Terrell Thomas. And he is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452 at Eldorado2452. We had a bogey sighting in the last game. Because he's been kind of missing in action to me. I mean, he's been here, and he hadn't been the usual guy. Some people say he left his best game over in Paris at the Olympics, and it has played like that for some time. But, man, he broke out with a 23-point performance that we need. Think we're going to see a little more of that now?
Yeah, I certainly do. I think, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the Olympics. I think Bogey pretty much has been one of those guys who's been on and off the injury report so far this season. So we haven't really got a consistent week of Bogey. He comes back for a few games and we see him sitting out. I think that pretty much has affected how he's been able to fit into the new rotation, fit into as far as just getting his basketball legs up under him. And it's great that we finally saw an explosion. Because I think not only Hawks fans, but the Hawks organization themselves, after seeing his performance this summer, have had heavy expectations for Bogey. And that also probably has played a part as well. When he has been out there, he's been kind of forcing shots and forcing himself, inserting himself in the game. So now I think he's kind of adjusting to what his role is. We've seen also DeAndre Hunter kind of affect his role. Bogey was our unofficial sixth man over the last few seasons and whatnot. And having DeAndre Hunter come off the bench, that's kind of messed up the rotation for Bogey as well. So I think it's been more of a recovery process and an adjustment process than maybe his game being affected.
How you feel about these streaks this team is going on? I mean, listen, they own King Day. So everybody was getting ready for them up in New York, planned on King Holiday as they have. But prior to that, and because of that, you felt positive about this matchup. You've seen what they've done in the past up in New York, coming off a three-game winning streak. And then they go up to New York, they hit that speed bump, and now there's a streak of L's. And we talk a little bit about injuries. How do you feel about the recovery of this team moving forward and turning things around?
I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be fine. It is funny. They have been very streaky this year. And at one point, they were just about a game and a half back from that fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. Now that things are kind of ramping up, now that we're a few weeks past the All-Star break, I think they'll be fine. I also think the competition in which they've played, Detroit's looked really good this season. The Knicks and the Hawks are one of those teams, although they're not a division rival, they're certainly a conference rival. So sometimes our Hawks are going to throw blows at them, and sometimes the Knicks will come right back and throw blows. I also think it was kind of just different for our Hawks not being in Atlanta. No excuses for them, but not being in Atlanta on King Day. So I think that was something. And we know the last time they were in New York, you know, we saw Trae Young rolling dice on the Knicks logo. So I think they just weren't as aggressive in this past game. And then again, coming back home and facing a very hungry and young Pistons team, they just kind of met their match over this last week. But game tonight against the Raptors, and I think they'll be able to bounce back.
Bouncing back will be great then, because you got a game coming up and, you know, several games looking ahead, because they've done well against New York, Boston, and Cleveland for some reason. And they got Cleveland coming up here in the not-too-distant future. Always looking forward to seeing, you know, what the results are going to be for that, and why this team, why those teams seem to bring out the best in this Atlanta team.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. I think we've been one of those teams over this season, I'll say, at least in the last season too. But we certainly played to our competition, and I think that's something that this team has to grow past and get over. You're supposed to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, as well as beating these good teams. And they have excelled against the good teams at the top tier of the NBA and Eastern Conference. And then when we play, I'll say, mediocre teams, the teams that kind of they match up with well, we've been losing. So I think that'll turn around again. I think that's more so being them not having all of their members having the rotation away and what Coach Quinn has wanted it during some of those matchups. But I think they'll find a way to kind of find the recipe to not only beat these top-tier teams, but to get things done when they're playing mediocre teams as well.
Hey, it's Terrell Thomas. These Urban Times joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Ain't you glad we got our Saturdays back, man?
Oh, I am. I certainly am. Yeah. I certainly am. I was tuned in, and it's like, ah. I remember this feeling. waking up early and hearing you guys on a Saturday as well as Sundays. Certainly glad that you guys are back on the weekends.
And we get to talk to, you know, we talk to them families in the car. I mean, we talk to folks in the car going to church usually on Sunday or whatever else is going on. But folks are heading to games right now, like yourself with the kids. And we're going to get back to doing some things that we have done on Saturdays that we haven't had a chance to on Sunday mornings. And just looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But what I was going to ask you is your thoughts on the All-Star starters.
Yeah, I was going to ask him about that, too. What do you think of those All-Star starters?
Yeah, I was highly disappointed. I feel like Trae Young's playing the best basketball possibly of his career this season, and I certainly believe he's been the best point guard in the Eastern Conference this season. So I was highly disappointed to see him not in the starting lineup. I believe he still will be in the All-Star game as a reserve. And I was also disappointed that we haven't seen Jalen Johnson's name mentioned when we look at the front court. I understand the talent that's in the Eastern Conference. I know it's a popularity contest as far as votes go, but I was definitely disappointed that Trae Young's not a starter. I think he's done everything right this season, and he should have been rewarded by going to the Bay Area and being a starter representing the Eastern Conference and the Atlanta Hawks this season.
Hmm.
Yep, I believe so.
Any comments on the West?
Nah, you know, when you look at those guys, LeBron, Joker, Shea, Steph Curry, it pretty much matched up the way I thought it would out there. I thought the only kind of robbery I saw was Trae Young. Now, I think he should have been out there over Jalen Brunson. I think he should be out there over Donovan Mitchell. So, for me, not the Western Conference. I didn't pretty much have a problem with those starters. Just here in the East, I definitely think Trae should be out there.
Let me ask you this. If you feel like, right now the team's at 500, if the team was about five games over 500, maybe that makes a difference, you think? People are looking at the team's standings. Should that matter at all?
No, I do think it should matter. Yes, indeed. I think it should matter. But when we look at it again, I think it's more so a popularity contest than, what guys' standings actually are, if it boils down to it. Because when we look at the head-to-head matchups, I feel like Trae Young certainly has gotten the best of Jalen Brunson in those matchups. I feel like Trae Young has gotten the best of Donovan Mitchell as well. So I understand records definitely play a portion of it, but I think it's more just people still not really watching Trae Young games, seeing how much he controls the game offensively, his improvements defensively, and just giving our Hawks the love and respect in which they deserve.
You know, I don't even know how to talk about this right now other than the fact that it's an interesting watch. You and I are seeing something, Sam, that is just unique to our world. We're talking about Melo and Saleh coming up behind Terrell here and things that they see that are just the norm. And what I'm being specific about is what's going on in Miami with a player who can, contract or not, has talked his way out of how many teams? Two or three. Jimmy Butler's talked his way out of Philly. Didn't he do it in Milwaukee and Chicago? He's talked his and he's about to do it with Miami.
He talked his way out of Miami to go where, though?
That's what I'm getting at. Who would take him right now? Again, we don't know what Pat Riley's going to ask for. And by the way, if it's Atlanta, let's just put this up there. It's not going to happen in Atlanta. But he pretty much going to ask for Peachtree Street. Because he's going to make Jimmy Butler suffer. And he's going to take his money as much as he can and suspend him. And he's missing planes and all that. But that situation to you, as you talk to your kids, and you know, I'm always interested how parents do that when they have these star athletes and they try to explain, contracts and commitment to your word and so on and so forth. And then you see something like this happen. And if he gets rewarded, how do you have that conversation with your kid? Because the kid's going to go, hey, he got his bag, he got his talked his way out, and he still got millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. And I like I said, I don't have a young kid. I was wondering how you have these conversations with Melo and Saleh when they bring up things like this.
Yeah, you hit it. It is a different game today. Just the sports world in general is totally different from a college perspective, a high school perspective, and certainly professional perspective. So that's one thing, not only teaching my children, but coaching these other young men and the responsibility of other parents' children and teaching them and trying to, install in them integrity, what it means, as you mentioned, just stand by your commitment and stand by your word. And that's honestly, it is a difficult process these days because the young guys and young girls, they see the game, they see the YouTube stars and things like that. And the team game and the aspect of team sadly is slowly more and more leaving the game in all sports, I believe. And it's becoming more of an individual thing, I done this, I did this, me, I, versus the team aspect or the organization aspect. So that's it is a difficult conversation. It is challenging, but I guess that's a part of parenthood and coaching these days.
Yeah, because we ain't going backwards. I mean, that's the thing. Once the genie's out, it's out.
Yeah.
It may look differently in a couple years, but you're not going back. You can't sit here and go, well, I wish they'd go back to doing it. No, you can't do that.
Well, there's still something to be said for the team concept. And you still hope that if a group gets together and they really enjoy each other, and I think that's the thing, not so much what the coach said, but you get a group of people together, young people who enjoy each other's company, and, they're interacting not just when they're playing the game. Off the court or off the field, they're having fun with each other. Then you got something. Then you got something that the loyalty and people will want to hang around. But I think when you have something and somebody's coming in and there's a star, and after the game,
the star is the key to that sentence.
They throw the bag over the and they take off in their own direction, That's what.
And you get your feelings hurt in a way where you're going to just make it uncomfortable for the rest of the team to do what they want to do. And contract be damned, because of the, you know, the opportunities to make money off the court. I don't need this money. I don't need this Miami Heat money. I got this coming in, or I'm doing this on the side. And with that on the pro level, and as we're seeing it on the college level, the options that are there now that weren't there 5 years ago and that will be in place 5 years from now, I don't know how you navigate around that. This is like a minefield of explosions that you, I don't even know what they're going to look like. But as Jimmy Butler does this thing very publicly in front of everybody for the whatever number of time, it's an interesting way. And he's doing it up against not a team that has a guy who isn't that visible. He's going up against the Godfather. You know what I mean? And Terrell, it's just, I'm sorry I didn't mean to talk all over you there, but it was just something that me thinking about, and you being the young parent on this show, I was curious of your thought on that and the conversations you have with Selah and Mello.
No, that was a great question. You weren't talking over me at all. That was certainly a great question.
Well, we're going to get you back here. This is just the beginning. Say, y'all know that you know, Terrell is with us every week, and this is great, too, between him and Caleb. We're going to have perspective of this Hawks team and the NBA in a way we haven't had in a while. So, buddy, go listen. Bring some luck to Mello today.
Yep.
I hope he wins.
Go fight and win.
And don't get thrown out of the game as the coach.
Yeah, really.
Stay on the sidelines. Okay. Yeah. And we will talk to you soon.
Much love, gentlemen. Have a great week. And as you know, fly, Eagles, fly. Have a great one.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get into one with that.
Yeah, no. He did. Yeah,
I let him off the hook with that.
He had to do that, right?
I know. if they get it handed to him, we'll enjoy next week's conversation.
How about that?
It is Sam and Greg cutting into the 8 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.